So I was shopping for some Crass albums at Walmart the other day, and that dodgy geezer I was telling you about phoned me. He was amazed that I even answered the call. He gasped like a dick lover getting sucked off by Justin Trudeau. He was gobsmacked, right? Yeah, so he starts telling me about how his mom is dying tonight. Right at that very moment, she's on the deathbed. His family is telling him to get over there because mom's gonna kick the bucket tonight. So as I tell him, hey mate, you better get over there, yeah? Why you talking to me, you nigger? He says, eh, whatever, she hates me anyway. Oh right, I says to him. She probably hates you for all that shite you pulled, eh, you muppet cock? Like the time she helped you get that extra special platinum credit card for emergencies, and you just used it to spin into 50 lesser cards and bought $100,000 of Star Wars figures and other worthless shit. Read Sonya and Sergeant Rock comic books and what? Who knows? Or maybe it's just for being born. That too, I'm sure. But yeah. Then your parents bailed you out. $100,000, mate. That's just tragic. And that's after the other $100,000 of drug debts you owed them chinks. After you chewed them over for all that coke you peddled to them kids. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. You maggoty stuffed crust rat testicle. Your mom's laying there dying and here you are talking to me. What a tosser. Well, have at it. So he goes on about how much he misses me and how he's so happy to talk to me and how sorry he is for freaking out about the shit in his head and how he'll never do it again. It was just the whiskey that makes it happen and how he should stay away from the whiskey and stick to the old vodka. And how that would be a better idea. And then he wouldn't lose his shit because if he was bombed on vodka instead of the whiskey, then he'd be A-okay. Yeah, he said all that shit. So he does some more bootlicking and then somehow it slides into his favorite jerk-off fantasy, the Holocaust. And he starts bitching about the swimming pool at Auschwitz I told him about. And how that's just bollocks. I says, what do you care, mate? I could care less about it. But here you are, bitching again about it, because you saw a documentary on the tube, or you read it in the Sergeant Rock comic, right? Yeah, that's right. What about Holodomor? You never run your mouth about that. Or would that be anti-Semitic? Pro-Khazarian? Hatred of a protected characteristic of a protected class? Yeah? What? But of course, white heterosexual people will not be protected. Got it? Who will protect those abused by the privilege of the protected classes? Hey, Che Guevara t-shirts are on sale. Buy one, get one. Then he starts talking about Alex Jones. And how he just got sued by them Sandy Hook moms and how great that was. He says, Alex Jones got what he deserved for saying that school massacre never happened. And he starts talking like someone's pissy sister on the rag saying, oh, it happened. It happened. Yeah, sure. Whatever you say, you paused out cunt. Go back to watching anal sex on your sex box. Hate speech laws silence those who are critical of the UN WEF demographic replacement programs. Yeah, mate, but the bloke never said it didn't happen. Even the judge, Adam Lanza, he agreed that Alex Jones never said that. So mind your onions, you slimy hork. The plastered knob didn't even know who Adam Lanza was, and didn't care anyway. He just wants to stand on his soapbox and fiddle with his shriveled pecker. So we'll let him. Those kids died, he cried. And I remind him again that he doesn't care about any kids because he sells drugs to kids. And then he starts to rage, and he starts shouting, Alex Jones is a cunt. He's a fucking cunt. At the top of his voice, the sod is literally screaming the words like a hysterical little girl. So I tells him that not only did Auschwitz have a swimming pool, it had a soccer field, and the Hitler Youth wore Adidas shoes. Oh, that did it. Now he's squeezing the phone so hard you can hear the crystals cracking. For sure he was foaming at the mouth, like a German hungry to be destroyed by the million cocks of Islam. Settle down, mate, or the old myocarditis will kick in. Stop acting like a South African ADL jizz catcher. You're making me think of that money-grubbing Jewish sausage receptacle Zelensky. Both of you has cokeheads, right? Both of you has the fetal alcohol. Don't you believe in free speech? He says, you know who else likes free speech? Neo-Nazis. And he goes on about Alex Jones is a Nazi and a racist and should have no free speech. He's a white nationalist. Alex Jones is a neo-Nazi. So he keeps on yelling about how much he hates right-wing neo-Nazis and how they're everywhere. And then he starts saying the truckers were neo-Nazis. And pretty much every white person is a neo-Nazi. Yep, he has swallowed the entire woke dong without a single gag. Made to fit, slid right in. I tells him, hey mate, hate speech is code for canceling and controlling speech. Sounds Nazi, right? Fascist? Communist? The chism of totalitarianism. Choking on eggshells yet? Yeah, but you love it because you can use it to cancel anyone you disagree with, you little hate-loving bitch faggot. Woke is code for satanic. Suck on that. Oh, you already are like a good Frankfurt world star. Yeah, you're the only neo-Nazi here if you ask me. But let's call you a communist for good measure. Besides, what do you care? You never worked a day in your life aside from selling pills to mentally ill Antifa tossers. He says, if you oppose Antifa, you're homophobic. I tells him that Antifa are the same as KKK. Modern day brown shirts. He sells amphetamines to the bloody swords. Some things never change. Those cunts support the goals of the elite and will continue to be their indoctrinated private street gangs of Marxist jizz gobblers until they're no longer useful. Then they'll get flushed down the shitter, fast track to fascism. Justin Trudeau is creaming his panties, taking all them asylum seekers in his ass. Yeah, none of those people are Nazis, you're just deranged, you scaly dickhead. The truckers are the people. The CBC is skull fucks you. The media is one of our worst enemies, they're all pedophiles. You were born to rub Chrystia Freeland's micro-penis along your upper lip. You need some of that rigid French oily cockhead chapstick, you know what I mean? Yeah, you'd love that, don't you, wet brain? Yeah, that's right, another vile, clammy, glib panty sniffer. The greenwashing and the rainbow washing is social conditioning. The merging of corporate power with government through public-private partnerships. This is nothing but pure fascism at its most refined. So be sure to buy products with Negroes in them. It's punk conformity, yeah. Helter-skelter homeless shelter. He says, I bet you ain't even vaccinated. You ain't vaccinated, is ya? And then he says, in the most condescending tone of an absolute chiseling cock pocket, oh, I don't think I can come over then, cause you ain't vaccinated. I says, yeah, what about you, mate? How many shots you had? And he says he's had 4. Says I tell him, yeah, good on you, mate. Make sure you get some more. Just a few more of them boosters should do ya. That's why God gave you 2 arms, right? Don't worry, mate. It's not your fault that your mouth is a perfect fit for Justin Trudeau's black cock. I mean, your upper lip was molded by God himself to be rubbing on the frenum of his cock. It's uncanny. It's just uncanny. So pull up your big panties. Don't feel bad about it. Everyone understands they don't hold it against you, mate. It's not your fault your mum was hammered when she was pregnant with you. And anyone can get late-stage syphilis. Cheer up, mate. The moth holes are a feature, not a bug. A few more boosters and you're good to go. Communism good, yeah? Open wide, down the hatch. Tyranny under the guise of protecting the protected classes. But once they got everyone under control and suitably silenced, then the gloves come off, and their fist goes up the ass of one and all. Finally equal, crushed by equity into slavery and poverty. Anyway, so all the pro-booster talk has calmed him down a bit, right? And he starts telling me about how great it is them youths are gluing themselves to runways and throwing shit on famous paintings. I says to him, why weren't those climate activists gluing themselves to the tarmac in Egypt when 400 private jets came in for the climate conference? You gotta be willfully blind. They should do it at private airports where the rich and powerful fly out with their private jets. They never do that, though. No way. Because them assholes in the private jets are the ones funding that crap, you slimy, pale, vain snake. The total control smart grid panopticon for the greater good, right? They've brainwashed them used to support the tyranny of Agenda 21. They've conned them into working towards their own enslavement under the guise of false altruism. And them elite faggots just use them because they know the youth are easily inspired to pick up the old sword of justice and universal cause. Then they get older and smarter only to realize that the cause just made a lot of money for the rich, while their ship lives became increasingly doxxed and regulated, to the point where you gotta report your tomato plant to the government. The latest generation of useful idiots helping save the world, Incorporated. They actually believe the government gives a flying rat's dick about any of that shit. We're about the people beyond livestock. They'll fucking nuke you for the greater good. Ant meets boot and fucks right off, right? Millions of people are under some kind of spell. The old pineal gland has not turned on yet. They've been destroying the food sources, engineering droughts with offshore antennas to kill you all off, you ghastly model fag. What? You don't know that? Everyone knows that. So fuck the climate change cult to hell. Fucking gangrenous sacks. Shoving the elite's neo-feudal cocks into your own mouth again, eh? Shove harder, you rotted tuna juice cheese dick rake. Down another load and push your hollow coke nose up into the bone hole again. You sister-molesting fungal clown spit. Come on. Push the nose in like a plastic doll. Look at ya. You look better that way. Like a royal poxy cunt. Look at those bony pedophile fingers digging around that crusty dripping nasal hole. Hamburger fingers with clotted cheese. You've lobotomized yourself for sure by now. Digging deep, poking and pulling out that caustic rotten cartilage. Bits of dead brains mixed in with blood and snot. A bloated slug crawling around in a cold lump of dog shit. That's you. You're the product of generations of social engineering, because they're using amphetamine salts, benzodiazepines, and opiates to inflict large-scale skeletal and neurological degenerative disorders onto the masses. Remain in perpetual darkness and nothing will change. Yeah, the most psychopathic fucks on the planet all huddle together and pretend to make plans to save the world while you swallow the entire load like a jizz stain on Justin Trudeau's socks. You believe them. You actually believe that they aren't going to starve you and kill you with designer poisons. Ha! An open-air prison for the greater good. Makes sense, ya? Ha! A greater good smart concentration complex where everything is controlled by them and doled out to you based on how obedient you are to the system. How far you can drive. How much food in your fridge. How much electricity you're allowed to use. How much water. How much air? All of it strangulated by the greater good. Yeah, but that's what you bullshit fucks always do, ain't it? No matter if it's Mao's dick or Stalin's balls. As long as you're down there licking away just like Justin Trudeau on a Black Friday night. Yeah, so he's beyond pissed by now, right? And he says he's gonna hang up. But before he does, he says, I love your art, but I don't know about you. And I says, what art?